WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Both major presidential candidates converging in swing state Pennsylvania Monday night. Vice President Kamala Harris in Erie.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
Harris talking about former President Trump, who was just outside of Philadelphia rallying. Two attendees passed out from the heat.
I wish we could open those doors to outside.
But they couldn't for security reasons. Trump ended the audience Q&A, spoke for a few more minutes, and then stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Overnight, Trump began asking an appeals court to transfer his New York criminal case to federal court. A suspect under arrest in North Carolina accused of threatening FEMA workers, helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz kicked off a busy week in the battleground state of Wisconsin with a rally at UW-Eau Claire Monday. Walz says he believes the race for the presidency will be won going through Wisconsin. Walz also spoke on the importance of getting young people out to vote. A pair of Milwaukee-area park-and-ride locations are closed to prevent their use by unhoused people. Wisconsin Department of Transportation says people have set up tents and have been living in spaces meant for commuters to park their vehicles to take Milwaukee County Transit into the city. And now is the time to get involved if you want to help with hurricane relief. The Red Cross of Wisconsin says 94 Wisconsin Red Cross volunteers and staff members were deployed to help with cleanup after Hurricane Milton. More information on ways to help can be found at the Red Cross website, redcrossblood.org. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a little chilly out there again today. Mostly sunny. 50 will be our high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, hard freeze likely. Mostly clear. 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny. 58 by Thursday. Sunshine high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is a little after 6 a.m. on Tuesday. I was just watching the news a little bit earlier this morning. They're talking about when you need to ship your packages for Christmas delivery. It's a little early to be talking about that. We haven't even had Halloween yet. Here's Joan Jett and the Black Hearts on Max FM.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. It is a cold start to the day. I walked out this morning. I was not quite ready for that. Let's take a look at that weather forecast today. It will be mostly sunny with a high of 50. Tonight, widespread frost. We're looking at a low of 27. We do have that freeze warning from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 57. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 65. Looking at Friday, sunny with a high of 69. Taking a peek into the weekend, we're looking at highs in the 70s, lows in the mid-40s. I do not see any precipitation in the forecast. Currently, it is 34 degrees outside. As a reminder, if you are considering doing any sort of burning, you need a permit from the DNR due to the extremely dry conditions. So all burning things are suspended without a permit. Go to the DNR website for more information. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us via the Free Civic Media app or via our text line 608-355-9970. We'll be talking about those right around 7:45 a.m. this morning. Coming up, well, the Clash on Max FM.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Crazy cat boss. charming thing. But as the wind changed direction and the people ran to fight, the crowd caught a wind.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Bonnie Tyler on Max FM.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. The best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
We'll be right back. claps of the heart.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday morning. Last night was premiere night for CBS. They had the original NCIS followed by NCIS Origins last night. I did watch the first segment in NCIS Origins. It was pretty good. It was interesting because we had Mark Harmon narrating it and just seeing the early days of Gibbs. So we'll see if I stick with her or not. Unfortunately, I didn't make it through the second episode. I kind of dozed off last night. On TV tonight, we have Dancing with the Stars. It is dedication night at 7 p.m. on ABC. The Voice will be on at 7 p.m. on NBC. The BET Hip Hop Awards will be at 7 p.m. And tonight is premiere night again on CBS. It is FBI night starting at 7 p.m. with FBI, followed by FBI International and FBI Most Wanted. What Happens Live is at 9 p.m. on Bravo. The series premiere is of Rachel Bloom Death. Let Me Do My Special on Netflix is tonight as well. And then tonight's schedule also includes Murder in a Small Town at 7 p.m., Accused at 8 p.m., and High Potential the Irrational at 9 p.m. So quite a few things going on the TV side of things. All the shows are coming back for their fall premieres. I know CBS is hyping up Blue Bloods a little bit on Friday night. That'll be on at 9 p.m. as a reminder if you do watch that. Final season of that, they have 8 new episodes for the final season. I'm not sure how they're going to split those all up. I know that sometime in December will be the series finale for Blue Bloods. So, like what we've talked about before, they are not bringing that show back. They have tried everything, basically. I was hoping maybe we'd see it somewhere on a streaming service or something along those lines. Doesn't appear that they've accomplished that at this point. So, after 14 seasons, no more Blue Bloods. I don't know what I'm going to do on Friday nights with myself.
My name is Arlene Meyer. I am with Senior Voters for CARE, Wisconsin. I have farmed, driven a school bus, served on the county board, and raised 4 sons. Now, I am a resident at Pinecrest, the nursing home owned by Lincoln County. I believe in free and fair elections. It is the right of every American to vote, and I encourage everyone to exercise it. This November 5th, I'm casting my vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin. Living in a nursing home, I understand the skill, the commitment, and the compassion that is required to provide high-quality care. Senator Baldwin understands this too. That's why she's working to raise wages for care workers across the state, including in small towns like mine. Vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by Movement Strategy Center Action Fund, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. MSCActionFund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is kids' day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is double points day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
Week 6 of the NFL season came to a close last night with Josh Allen and the Bills knocking off Aaron Rodgers and the Jets 23-20 at MetLife Stadium. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Allen passing for 2 scores and ran for another. Rodgers tossed 2 touchdown passes and a pick, but the Jets have lost 3 straight to drop to 2-4. Packers off today, resume workouts tomorrow for Sunday's game at home against Houston. Badgers visit Northwestern on Saturday in Evanston. Their October 26th home game against Penn State will be played under the lights at Camp Randall. Kick time announced yesterday. 6:30 is the start time against the third-ranked Nittany Lions in Madison. Bucks beat the Bulls 111-107 in exhibition play last night. Giannis had 24 points and 10 rebounds. Damian Lillard, 20 points and 9 assists in the win. Major League Baseball, Mets even the NLCS at a game apiece with a 7-3 win over the Dodgers. Yankees grabbed game 1 from Cleveland in the ALCS, 5-2 winners yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
City weather.
It is going to be a little chilly out there again today. Mostly sunny. 50 will be our high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, hard freeze likely. Mostly clear. 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny. 58 by Thursday. Sunshine high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Billy Ocean on Max FM.
And don't hesitate, call
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
We'll be right back. 99 dreams I have had, and everyone a red balloon. It's all over and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was the city. If I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here, and here is a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at your weather forecast. Today it will be sunny with a high of 50. Tonight, widespread frost with a low of 27. We do have that freeze warning from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. As a reminder, if you have sensitive plants outside, you need to bring those in. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 57. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 65. Friday, sunny with a high of 69. Looking at the weekend, highs in the mid-70s, lows in the 40s. No precipitation in sight. Currently, it is 34 degrees outside. Coming up this morning, we will be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know anyone that's celebrating, please text those in. We're looking forward to talking about those right around 7:45 this morning. Also, we talked with Mace Michaels yesterday. He is joining us on air. Besides doing weather every night, he's going to be joining us from 8 p.m. to midnight. If you've not had a chance to listen to Mace, you got to tune in at 8 o'clock tonight. It is fantastic having him with us. So he will be with us weeknights every night from 8 p.m. to midnight. Also, I'm going to give you a hint. We have something exciting happening starting next Monday. I'll talk about that a little bit later this morning, so I'm not going to give all the details out. So, still working on finalizing a couple of things, but we're going to have some exciting things coming next Monday morning. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Cindy Lauper on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Avoiding the scale after filling up on those summertime treats? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce your appetite, and increase your fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy to supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Check them out at RemedyMeIV.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide a billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.